Implicit in Jesus' claims is that he alone opens the door to God. There are several reasons the Bible gives for this, and this is one reason why the scriptures have come to so much human conflict throughout the history of mankind. My mind races as I unwind the implications of this conflict when it comes to our current politically correct worldview. This is one of the many reasons why we need a compass. It's why we need the living Word of God. If God has shown up in history, if he has spoken, then we must listen for the welfare of our own soul. So what makes a man or woman able to walk through the door of faith? Colossians 1 reads this way. He, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Easy to leave him in a manger or on the shores of Galilee, but that's not the deal. Jesus Christ, God's Son, created the world. He goes on to say, he's before all things, and in him all things hold together. He's the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. Everything. Now, in our PC world, we insist upon a God who makes us feel okay about ourselves. He must be open-minded. He must be fair. He must be, or he or she, must in no way be presenting doors that only he can open. It just isn't right in our brave new world. There must be many ways to God. I'm convinced that none of this takes our Creator by surprise. From the dawn of time, men and women have wanted it our way. We recast many things true with our own brand of smart. And in professing to be wise, we become foolish and exchange the glory of incorruptible God for images more pleasing to our palates, which, of course, is our choice to make, even though it has massive implications for our souls. So I'm grateful for my patient God who extends his hand to the drowning soul, to a lost soul just like me. And I'm okay with him being God and me being me. Thank the living God for the door for this sheep.